بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي برزة رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول بأخرة إذا أراد أن يقوم من المجلس: سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. فقال رجل: يا رسول الله، إنك لتقول قولا ما كنت تقوله فيما مضى. قال: ذلك كفارة لما يكون في المجلس. رواه أبو داود. Abu Barzah radiallahu anhu narrates that it was the noble practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that towards the latter part of his life, whenever he intended waking up from a majlis and a gathering, he would recite the following dua: Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, praise and glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, I bear testimony that there is no deity besides you. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, I seek forgiveness and I turn in repentance to you. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before waking up or at the end of any gathering, would recite istighfar. And as we have mentioned, istighfar is something that is very, very strongly advocated in our Shariat, and in fact, ittiba'i sunnat, emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not possible unless istighfar becomes what we call taqiyya kalam. Taqiyya kalam, literally translated, is pillow talk. But what it actually means is that something that is always on our tongue. Amongst the things that should be part of our psyche, our makeup all the time, should be excessive istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We are encouraged 100 times morning, 100 times in the evening, and we find that this is extracted from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where on one occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered sahaba and he said to them, Ya ayyuhan nas, tubu ilallah wastaghfiru. He said, O people, I am exhorting you to keep seeking repentance from Allah Ta'ala, keep making istighfar. So one sahabi posed the question, and as we mentioned yesterday, this is indicative of the nature of sahaba ikram, that they would very, very closely observe every practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was something that he was not doing before and he started doing it now, immediately they would notice this. And if they didn't understand it, then they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we see in this instance. فَقَالَ رَجُلْ, one person said, O Nabi of Allah, إِنَّكَ لَتَقُولُ قَوْلًا مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُهُ فِي مَا مَضَى. We are observing that you are saying something that, as far as we know, in the past you wouldn't do this. So to this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, one of the very, very great benefits of istighfar, ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةٌ لِمَا يَكُونُ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. At times we are looking at things we should not be looking at. This has an effect on the heart. Likewise, we are saying things we should not be saying. This also has an effect on the heart. Ulama say, when one breaks the command of Allah Ta'ala, then aside from the guna and the sin, there is a spiritual malady, in other words, a zulmat, a darkness that enters the heart, which if left, we don't address it, then that darkness increases and it leads to what we call qasawatul qalb, the hardening of the heart. And when the heart becomes hard, then it becomes very, very difficult for the noor of Quran and Hadith to permeate such a heart, a person to change his life, etc. So what is the solution to that zulmat that is entering the heart? The response to that is make istighfar. Because not only does Allah forgive your sins, but Allah Ta'ala brings about a reverse in the negative effect of that sin upon one's heart. No matter how much zulmat there is in the heart, If you ask Allah for forgiveness regularly, then that zulmat is taken away. It leads to the softening of the heart. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to this person, ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةٌ. In other words, this cleans up, this expiates, this wipes away لِمَا يَكُونُ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ, all the negativity, all the harm, all the khatra, all the danger that could have occurred in this majlis or gathering. The point which we discussed a little bit yesterday and which needs a little bit more discussion is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's telling you and I, make istighfar, ask for forgiveness. That is logical, that would make sin, that would make sense. Why? Because we are drowning in sins. How do we explain Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself making so much istighfar? He was sinless. Yet Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only exhorted us to make istighfar, he did it in such a way that, for example, when it comes to the virtue of durood, salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is one of those unique few injunctions or orders of Allah Ta'ala which Allah Ta'ala presents in a very, very different way. For example, we may just make salah. Why? Because Allah has commanded us to make salah. Likewise, a person gives zakat because Allah has commanded us to give zakat. Yet, in the command of salah, in the command of zakat, Allah doesn't say, I do it, so now I am commanding you to do it. But in durood, salawat, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah himself says that verily Allah sends salawat, now you must also send salawat. One of the hikmats and wisdom of that mode of address is that we learn the emphasis and the importance that the Shariat places on it. I am doing it, now you also do it. Now we find with istighfar, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many ahadith. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the ummah to make istighfar, he commanded them in this way. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make to ask Allah for repentance, turn in repentance to Allah, make istighfar, because I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a single day, makes istighfar 100 times. Some ahadith, we find, أَكْثَرَ مِنْ مِئَةِ مَرَّةٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I make istighfar more than 100 times. Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentions, إِن كُنَّا لَنَعُدُّ فِي مَجْلِسِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He says, we sahaba, at times would count. Listen to this very, very carefully. We sahaba, at times would count in one majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying these words, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh my Allah, forgive me. I turn in repentance to you. You are very forgiving, very merciful. He says, we sahaba would count the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one majlis. In other words, what is a majlis? They sat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe after some salah or somewhere. They sat in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How long would that majlis be? Half an hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? Obviously, the time span of the majlis would vary. But what do sahaba say? In one majlis like that, we would count that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say these words. In other words, istighfar. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. 100 times. In one majlis, we would count that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar 100 times. The riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, صَلَّى النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الدُّحَى. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his salatul duha. In other words, chash namaz. This was also a daily occurrence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a greatly stressed sunnah to make chash namaz. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, made chash namaz. Then she says, I observed after the chash namaz, he said, Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayya innaka anta tawwabur rahim. O Allah, I ask for forgiveness. I turn in repentance to you. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Verily you are very forgiving, very merciful. Aisha says, I counted him doing it 100 times. So, 100 times, sahaba say, one majlis. Abdullah bin Umar, many sahaba narrate this. That whenever we would sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one majlis, one gathering, at least 100 times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar. As we discussed yesterday, one is the objective was to praise Allah Ta'ala. The other was to teach the ummah. Because he himself was sinless. But however, these explanations would not fully explain why so much. Why so much? As if he himself had genuine regret. One is to teach the ummah, or you to teach somebody you do something, or you exhort them, or you do it yourself practically. But to do it 100 times in one majlis. And then if you look at the wording of the istighfar, the manner at times he would make dua, asking Allah for forgiveness. He is sinless. Yet adu'uka dua al-khaif al-darir. He would say, Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness. I'm asking you the dua of someone khaif. Khaif means someone who's literally translated. It means when the external is afraid, outwardly afraid, khaif. Ad-darir means when your inside is afraid. In other words, my whole being is trembling with fear as a result of my sins. We find expressions, dua man khada'at laka raqabatu. The one who has lowered his neck. Khada' means khudu, submitted completely, melted. Khada'at laka raqabatu. Dhalla laka jismu. His body is drowning in zillat, in humiliation. Raghima laka anfu. His nose is rubbed in the dust. Al-Abdu al-Mudhnib al-Dhalil. We find expression, Al-Abdu al-Mudhnib. Great sinner. Dhalil. Greatly humiliated. Drowning in sins. Now, this doesn't fully explain what was this very great level of regret to declare his sinfulness in such a manner when he was sinless. So one explanation ulama ikram give for this is that the marifat and the ta'alluq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Allah was such that every moment his marifat and his recognition of Allah was in uruj, was increasing. So as a new level of marifat, new level of ta'alluq, new level of comprehension of Allah's greatness, new level of relationship with Allah would be established, then his regret over the previous level would be such that now he has gone that much closer. So few before this, he would perceive that to be a weakness. Why didn't I recognize Allah that time like how I recognize him now? And how wrongful I am to have not recognized Allah in the manner that I currently recognize Allah. So he would greatly regret what he perceived to be a weakness in the past. And then the next level he would go even closer to Allah Ta'ala. So he would regret this level that had passed. This is why constantly there was this istighfar, there was this recrimination, there was this regret that was there in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am falling short of recognizing Allah Ta'ala as I ought to recognize Allah. But nevertheless the point, one is this dua at the end of the majlis, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And very, very more importantly, that istighfar should be there all the time. Allah gives the fixture.